Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have made this point as the playoff rankings came out last night to, I think, as little of heralding as I possibly can remember. I feel like the playoff rankings have just not been as...
It was two nights ago, yeah.
As noteworthy as they are most years. Well, I don't know if that's because there's just no real discussion at the top, but...
I mean, there was some discussion, right? Like, people debated, you know, Alabama and what that meant for everything, but it really... I think it becomes so convoluted, and I think it just becomes hard for people to even keep track at the top between the wins, the losses, what actually gets you in and what doesn't.
Well, but I mean, even think, like, who's number one? Ohio State, Indiana, Texas.
And that's not really... I mean, Texas A&M. Yeah, that's not
Texas
changing.
Texas A&M, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that part's not changing.
Well, but even then, like, even if it does, like, if you're an Ohio State fan, if you beat Michigan and then beat Indiana in the Big Ten title game, you're going to be the number one seed, right? Like, there's an element of this where I think two things are at play. One, they've expanded the playoffs to such a point where there's just no credible fear of missing the playoffs.
I think that's
if you're
the
Ohio
big
State.
One. Yeah, I think that's the big one right
but
now.
But then, two, it's also, we know that in the end, if you're Ohio State at least, within reason, there's a lot that can go on, and you're just going to be still one of the 5-6 teams at the top of this thing.
I mean, I know Ohio State's had a season. I've watched every Saturday, but it doesn't – and this is not an Ohio State exclusive take, but I thought Pete pointed it out nicely. It's been 5 weeks, and it feels like 5 scrimmages.
Yeah.
They've just been so dominant, and so I don't know.
Only given up, I think, 75 points this season.
It's wild.
Isn't that a stupid stat?
And so is it just because we're watching a lot of Ohio State? Like, my Saturdays are still built around college football, but there is a part of this that I just, again, I'm just using just interactions with friends, interactions with people that like discussing this type of stuff. It just feels like there's less interest as a whole. And I just feel like it's because the ramp up is there. And the ramp up will get there. I bet the numbers for the playoff are going to be astronomical. I think they're going to be so high. But until we get to that spot, I don't know what to do right now.
So I think it's a lot of things. I also think this is a weird year for college football because there's incredible amounts of parity. Like, yes, there's, you know, there are 5 or 6 true playoff caliber teams, but if you look at like teams 6 or 7 through teams like 30, I don't know that there's that much. Like, just looking at the top 25 right now, I don't know that there's really that much. Take away the records between Oregon, like this Oregon team or this Oklahoma team, and the Missouri team, who's 22 right now, or the Tennessee team that's 20th right now. I don't know there's that much. Like, and by the way, Michigan's 8-2. Michigan is not an 8-2 team.
No,
like,
they
that's
don't feel
not
like
that
it.
Good of a team.
Yeah, they don't feel like it.
So I do think, like, I think because there aren't clear structures that we can look at and be like, well, you don't belong there. You should be up here. I think anything that happens. Okay, so there's not a lot of talk in the top three. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's just not a lot of discussion once you get from like 6 to 20, because it's like either it's apparent, here's the hard limit, or there's just not much gap between any of these teams.
And the debates, though, for trying to get those final spots aren't nearly as much fun as I think people thought that they would be.
Yeah. And which, again, might be just this year.
Like Alabama, for instance, all these Alabama fans are losing their mind, and it's like, well, you guys were the ones wanting to fire your head coach after like week 3 of the season, and you guys are the ones going to turn around and talk about all these 4 ranked wins you have and how great you are. And listen, I think you should be a playoff team, but like there is a spot where it turns into you're just, well, you should be better than a 2-loss team.
Can it just be that there's one blue blood team that's truly elite? And by the way, I think we all are sleeping on Georgia. I think by the end, we're going to give Georgia more respect. But like, Oh, okay, Ohio State, true blue blood. The next two teams are Indiana and Texas A&M.
And
even,
that is hard for people. It's always hard anytime, like wrapping your heads around those two teams being number two and number three. That's a hard thing for people,
even
for sure.
Even beyond that, it's Texas Tech and it's Ole Miss. Those are good schools. They're not blue bloods. Hell, Oregon isn't a blue blood. They spend a butt ton of money. They're still a relative Johnny-come-lately when it comes to the national scene, football-wise, is Oregon.
And so, like, Texas Tech, though, I mean, they bought their way in, you know? Oregon, we've always talked about buying their way in. But, like, some of these teams that are buying their way in, I think that does turn people off. I really do. I think there's a part of the NIL world that has turned some people off. I think there's, even like I mentioned Petiti earlier, that crook. I mean, my goodness, you put a TV exec in charge of a conference? What the hell did you think was going to happen? Of course he's going to be out there trying to get as many teams as he possibly can in there. He looks at this conference, and he looks at college football as one big TV programming event. What did you think was going to happen?
I mean, in fairness, I think they all look like that now.
I mean, but like you put an actual TV exec in charge of this. Like, it's not even like you blurred the lines with whether or not you could be a commissioner and whether or not you could actually be in charge of the whole thing and have the best interest of the sport at heart. You put an actual TV exec in charge of it all. What'd you think was going to happen? The guy's the biggest charlatan I've ever met.
I think college football fans have said for a long time they like when there's parity in college football, and I think it's always been a lie. I think they like their blue bloods. They like when it's Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Miami, USC, Texas. When those teams are top, when more of those teams are top six, seven teams than not, Alabama, I think that's what people like. And I think what this season proves is that, because right now, if you just judge by the top 12, the top 15, well, yeah, sure, Ohio State's likely to win, but we could have a non-blue blood champion. I think basically college football this year is called BS on college football fan. And I'm one of them who's been like, I like when there's more parity. I'm wrong. No. No. I also like when Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. I don't think Michigan's a blue blood. They barely exist. But Notre Dame, like, I think that's better when those are your top five teams.
I don't think you're wrong. I think but is that the heart of what this is proving or what this is shaping out to be? Because I find it so fascinating. Like, the lack of college football conversations we've had on this station throughout this season is, I mean, it's not startling. I think we do the appropriate number, but we don't do that many in a week.
I think that's just Ohio State dominance. Hey guys. Ohio State, are they really that good? I mean, and honestly, it's kind of the conversation with the Cavs right now. Like, I don't know how anyone's having in-depth, four-segment-a-show conversations on the Cavs. Like, hey, how much do the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggles matter. 216-474-0092.
Well, then, why is that?
I don't
because
know.
You're counting down to the parts of the season that actually matter for the Cavs. And I think the same thing can be happening here with college football, where we are turning this into college basketball in a way where, because you have so much room for error, there's just not a focus on the loss. And you just, all right, we'll get to the playoff and you can shape it whatever way you want.
Well, but I mean, even within, so I think there's some validity to that. That was one of the big fears when you go to more than four teams or more than eight teams. Are you cheapening the regular season product? There might be some of that here, too. I also think, like, listen, the Big Ten and the SEC are incredibly dominant. They are. Like, that's where... And even then, like, the difference between the third-best team in the SEC and the eighth-best team, there's just... There's such a... The records might be very similar, but the football play that you see, you're not seeing the ridiculous 60-point blowouts in some of those games, the demonstrative performances... That, and then you get to like the secondary conferences of the group of five, like the ACC and the Big 12, and you're or the Power Five, and you're like, The ACC stinks. Anybody excited that Georgia Tech is the belle of the ball this year? And even that, like the difference between Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh, who they play this weekend. There's a chance Pittsburgh upsets them. Same Big 12, like BYU is a badass. Texas Tech is badass. But it's like, okay. Like, there's just not a lot there this year.
See, but that's what it is, though. And I used to, you know, I'd always find myself like seeking out college football content and seeking out different segments here and there. And I just don't see myself doing that. There's a couple people I still listen to. Like I like Joel Klatt, you know that. And so I'll still listen to what he has to say. And I'll still seek out some different avenues to you know, get little convos here and there. But like every time I tune in to these different college football segments, it's not like I'm like, whoa. That was awesome. I need more of that. I just don't have that right now.
I think from my standpoint, it is watching Ohio State sleep. And again, I don't think this team's better than last year's team. Ironically, I think this defense somehow might be better than last year's defense. But on the whole, I don't think this team is as deep as last year is. And I don't think this offense, the passing offense is really good, but they don't have a great run game. Like, I think this is the kind of Ohio State team that you'd like to see challenged. And, I mean, Penn State completely crapped the bed.
I mean,
you missed all the big matchups outside of Texas and Washington.
Do game days feel like an obligation as an Ohio State fan?
Yeah, like I'm not – like what, like Ohio State, Rutgers,
It feels that way to me right now.
And, by the way, I think this Rutgers team is actually pretty good. I think they're better than their 5-5 record. But I don't – this is going to be a 25-point win, or at least should be. So like
You take on UCLA without even their starting quarterback.
But
So
I don't think it's just that Ohio State's been that dominant. It's even, you just mentioned it. By the time they played Penn State was cooked and Franklin was out. By the time they played USC, Nico Iamalieva is done, right? Like you don't get him in that game. Like it's been very fortuitous if you're an Ohio State fan because it's allowed you to go through this completely unchallenged. But even as like a Walmart Ohio State fan, which is what I consider myself, yeah, I mean, I could have really used like a Ohio State Oregon this year or an Ohio State USC, I don't know. But, you know, something of substance.
Something. And so that's what I've been battling with. I'm trying to figure out is because we come at it with such an Ohio State focus, if they've tampered this down, or if you talk to people that are just diehard college football fans, and I've talked to a few where they feel like the sport is just different at the moment, and it's not different in a good way.
So I definitely think, like with a lot of things, like when we talk when baseball had its problems or any league has its problems, I always think it's more than one thing. I think sometimes we get too cute with it, but do I think it's a confluence of we've never had more talent in college football because of the extended eligibility, plus the portal, plus the money coming in and upsetting the apple cart, plus expanded playoffs, plus some scheduling quagmires here and there. Like, I think it's kind of all those things where it's like I'm still enjoying the games when I stumble across a good game and it's between two equally matched teams and they happen to be teams I'm interested in, it's great. But like, other than that, it is. And again, the games are more competitive. That should be the thing. But it doesn't mean it's good football.
No. I'm interested. I want to hear what other people have to say on this because I feel like it's just I've been living in like a college football fog so far, and I'd like to get out of it. I'm expecting the playoffs to zap me out of it, by the way. Like, that is the expectation. I'm expecting, honestly, Indiana-Ohio State Big Ten title game.
That's going to get the juices flowing?
That should get there. Yes, it should get there. But I think that's almost, it's almost criminal, the idea that something that used to be awesome every Saturday has now, it's had me looking at it like the college basketball tournament where I'm just kind of counting down the clock until we get to that spot.
I would also say college football does ebb and flow. It doesn't deliver every single year. That could be another element of play here. 216-474-0092. Are you less interested in college football this year? Part of me just wants to say it's a down year, but it doesn't help that we don't have nearly as many elite coaches with guys like Saban and Urban going off into the sweet by and by without truly being replaced. A little update. Earlier in the last segment, we talked about the Kelly Iko report that amidst a 4-11 start, LaMelo Ball has grown increasingly frustrated with the organization and is open to a trade.
Yeah.
LaMelo has since quote tweeted that with the clown emoji.
That usually means that he doesn't buy into that.
Yeah, I think he's refuting it.
But the clown emoji tells me there might be a little truth to that.
I was going
to
say, why not the cap emoji?
Anytime you acknowledge it. As a player like that,
But you got to do the cap emoji.
Yeah, well, people like the cap emoji. Cap emoji means straight up lying.
People are like, oh, he's lying.
But clown, you can be a clown. You can be a truthful clown, though.
That's true.
Bozo was a truthful clown.
And LaMelo could just like clowns. In fairness, he could just like clowns and want to post that as well.
Clown of toots,
baby. Can Joe Burrow save the Bengals season? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.